Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth. Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps.
The Nocturne we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Nelsa Cox. And I've had a good time this morning. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
I believe blew through 2 hours.
Sure did. It's always fast. You know, you're not going to be bored, I don't think. No. I mean, if you're not interested in gardening, we do. I mean, traditionally, this show started in 1945, and it was all about gardening and John Harris. But John threw in some jokes and chit-chatted with the announcers and all of that. But we've kind of expanded that literally to 3 hours, and we used to be 15 minutes.
I'd like to hear from J.C. Knowles.
I'd love to hear from J.C.
That means J.C.'s okay. We saw him last week at the Good Old Boys.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, are you ready for our Cliff Joyner saying of the day?
Yeah, since we had such a good time with Cliff yesterday, we've got to work that in.
Okay. The potential for greatness lives within each of us. Now, that's profound.
He's such a philosopher.
Yeah.
I knew that when he was, 5 years old, I knew that Cliff was going to be a philosopher.
Yeah.
A soothsayer.
Well, so did Wilma Rudolph said the same thing.
She actually said that. Oh, okay. Well,
Wilma Rudolph.
We'll attribute it to Cliff.
Oh, well, I always do.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy.
Won't let us pay.
No.
Won't let us pay for lunch. I'll tell you, that was good lunch.
Yeah, one of the best cheeseburgers I've had in a long time. I could eat that again. But I did have a bite. I got that chocolate fudge cake, Nelsa.
Okay, and with peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter. I mean peanut butter. Yeah. Anything that's peanut butter, I like. And ate the last bite of it this morning at 6:30 in the morning with my bacon and egg sandwich.
Okay, that's a full meal there now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It used to be the place used to be called the library.
You know, Fuquay has a new restaurant called the Library, and it's at the old library, and it's a nice restaurant, fancy.
Ooh.
Fancy.
I'm trying to. Oh, ain't we're going to talk to Rose here in a minute. I got to find that. Ordered a book club. Maybe it's the Nashville Exchange. It's on Washington Street. That's got
to
be. Yeah, that's
have
it.
To go see Miss Rhodes.
That's it. We are. I know. Yeah. I've been saying we were. We got to work that out.
She got Rufus's Camellia.
Uh huh. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yeah, we're carrying on two different conversations here, but I'll the Nashville Exchange is the name of the restaurant that we went to and go to every time we visit Cliff. Because food's so good. I had a homemade chicken salad wrap and homemade chips. Now, I could go for that again today, Rufus.
I could do it again in a minute.
Well, we'll have to have two trips a year to we're going back in April to we'll see Cliff Finn to go to the Cooperative Extension Service and do our show.
And that wonderful center they've got down there.
Oh, they have an arboretum at the Ag. And we've got to. Cliff said he forgot to invite Ted and Phyllis Hardy, who are childhood friends of mine. I promise that we're going to invite them to our little party. We're going to have a big table. And I need to get Colby. Need to get Colby over there, too,
yes.
Colby Griffin, the extension agent down there, to come in.
Well, they've got a big table in that nice restaurant.
Yeah,
I saw that.
We'll have a good time. Phyllis and Ted are dear, dear friends and avid listeners to The Weekend Gardener for some reason. But I appreciate all those Nash County folks. And as I appreciate, we all appreciate Rose Rhodes. Hey, Rose.
Hey, how are you?
We're fine. And I know this is not a lame promise. We're gonna come visit you and have a hobo something?
Hobo dinner.
Hobo dinner.
That's right.
With you. Since you won't you let us take you out to eat?
Well, it's just according to what I like. I like my own cooking, you know.
Oh, okay. You must be a real good cook.
They do have a new restaurant in Princeton, so we might try that.
A new restaurant?
Oh, my goodness. What's the name of it?
I don't know. I don't...
Well, if we can get a motorcycle escort,
then you can find it.
If we can get a motorcycle escort for Rufus into Princeton, then we'll get some cooperation from the police department down there.
Oh yeah, they probably know where it is.
Yeah, we'll take them out too. So yeah, we promise we'll do that. How's that camellia doing?
Well, it looks good. You know, I broke the bud off for some reason.
Oh goodness.
By mistake.
Is that the All-American?
Something
like that.
It's called Grand Slam.
Grand Slam. Oh, yes.
Okay, pure red.
Yeah, that's...
A lot of those reds have a lot of blue in them, but this is pure red.
Grand Slam.
Yep.
Grand Slam. Okay. So, we'll come down. Is it okay now?
Oh, anytime, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean the plant.
Oh yeah, now's a perfect time for the plant.
We gave you plenty of warning before.
No, it means that you knocked the bud off. Is the plant still okay?
Oh yeah.
The
bud was there were two together, and I was going to get one off so it'd be a beautiful bloom, and I got both of them.
Oh, I'll be doggone! That's all right.
I'm sorry about that too.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's healthy, and
I'm going to excuse me. I was waiting. My neighbor came, and guess what? She brought me.
Persimmons.
You know, we have a persimmons tree out back of this radio station, and it I have been parking in that area for a while, because there's a little shade out there too. But I'll tell you, this was a bumper crop this year of persimmons. And they were all over the place. And I wear quite often these on cloud shoes with the funny bottoms. And I tell you, you get gravel and everything else stuck up in there. And I stepped on some mushy persimmons one day. And that took me a while to clean those things out. It's bad. So
I have to go check my Japanese persimmon at the garden hut.
Yeah.
Grab a few.
Somebody opened up the door again to this place.
I don't know who did that.
Don't they realize this is a radio station? We got errant conversations going on out in the hall here. So Rose, what you doing? What you been doing lately?
Well, nothing.
Nothing.
My yard looking perfect, don't you?
Well, you haven't been calling us either.
Well,
we expect you to call us a little more often.
But I'm doing good.
Well, I'm glad you're all right.
What's blooming in your garden?
Oh, I have the reblooming azalea.
Okay.
It's like pink, and then it's a variegated pink and light pink.
Mine just blooms all fall. It seems to be happier in the fall than it is in the spring sometimes.
Well, because it's nothing else is blooming. That's why it looks
Yeah, it does. It does. I like that. And Nelson planted those.
Well, you know,
in my yard.
At the farm, we've got that Betty Sheffield, kind of like a chrysanthemum, if you will. Betty Sheffield, we've got some irises that are repeat bloomers. Of course, you know, getting a little bit of fall color. I don't think the fall color is as great as it's been the last couple of years.
I think it's been too dry.
Got some ornamental grasses and some sedums that are flowering and some fall blooming camellias that are starting to, you know, give great color.
Did you plant all this stuff or did your mama?
A lot of it, well... There's her garden and my garden, so I planted my stuff.
Well,
so she planted her
there.
Stuff. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, she does the peonies and collections of daylilies and most of the hostas are in pots, but there's a lot of them.
Old Douglas up in Guilford County that we had on the show, at Guilford Garden Center. Man, he knows his peonies. I never met anybody that was obsessed with peonies, but
well,
I can understand
Mom and
why.
Mom and I want to come to the remote if y'all have it.
Yeah, we're scheduled April. Sometime next year. If that happens,
I'm sure that nice owner lady would have us there.
Stephanie, I think Chris told me that they've. I don't know if it's tentative or if they scheduled something, but
I bought a yellow.
The Godzilla
Godzilla.
I bought one. Bought one too. They
I got it in a pot. So
Douglas's recommendation.
He said leave it in the pot.
It's
for a
fantastic.
While.
Yeah,
monster.
Yeah. Well, Rose, you mentioned is the mother plant of the Grand Slam now blooming? It must be a Sasanqua.
It's a camellia.
Yeah, but is it a fall bloomer or a spring bloomer?
I think it's spring.
It's going to bloom in spring.
Yeah.
Okay, Japonica, yeah.
But the one that I have that's blooming now is called Daikagura, and it's a variegated pink that is beautiful.
Oh, wow.
My grandmother had a large flat camellia garden overlooking a pond.
Everything's early. I mean, we were driving through Rufus's yard yesterday, and he has so many pretty camellias, but those darn Yuletides, they just won't cooperate and bloom in December.
Yeah, full bloom right now.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Mine too. I wish there was a kind of a double blooming variety.
It probably is.
With that, I mean, just that
a lot of new
bright red and that yellow center is so pretty.
Well, Rose, I can't wait to get your collection. I hope it will grow quickly because I'm growing older. I'm sure you're not, but I'm growing older.
Well, look, that's okay because I'm 90 years old and I planted some seed of poet's laurel. And it takes 7 years for them to germinate.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a deal then.
Oh, my goodness. Poet's laurel. They use that a lot in the flower business, don't they? In florists.
Oh, yeah. I always keep one by my chair, a frong of it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be about
why are you so fond of it?
because it, you can put it in water and it'll last for like 2 months.
Oh, wow.
And oh, yeah.
I keep one by my chair almost all year.
Nelson, do you like Poet's Laurel, or does your mama?
I do. I love Poet's Laurel. Yeah. We don't have any at the well, we've got some in pots, I believe. Hmm. But we don't have any planted. But, yeah, that's a great plant. Love it.
One time somebody said, I've got an invasive plant. I want you to come look at it. I went over there, and it was Poet Laurel. I said, if it's so invasive, I'll dig up some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I dug up four or five pots of it. Yeah. I said, I love the stuff.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's bought at a nursery. I mean, it's an expensive plant. So
yeah.
It's a great
yeah,
plant.
Yeah, let it be invasive.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good in the landscape.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to worry about watering it in dry shade.
So what's a hobo dinner again?
Oh, you have a hamburger patty, and on that you put onion, a slice of onion, and then you cut up some carrots and Irish potatoes, and put it in tinfoil and bake it about an hour.
Mm.
It's good food.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be touched by human hands after it got while it was cooking.
I don't mind if you touch if you touched it, Rose. It would just be a little sweeter.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, I do wash my hands before I cook.
That's a good trait to have.
I think
Rose,
so.
I would pass that along. Yeah.
You get an A on that one, Rose.
Well, thank you.
From the sanitation inspectors.
Well, I wanted to tell you about two phrases, or it may be a word, two words I learned this week.
Oh, a wordsmith, okay.
Landscape therapy, which that's what it does for me. It's really therapy.
Yeah.
And the other is a foodscape. And I grow a lot of vegetables in my landscape. I don't have a garden now.
Okay.
So that I like to do that.
Right. It is therapy. Gardening is therapy.
It is, really.
That's what we do at the farm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think my grandmother started foodscaping back in the 70s and 80s. If she could, she found a spot and she didn't want to walk up to the garden, she'd plant it. So we had watermelon growing everywhere, and you know, got an extra tomato plant. It, you know, it might be in a pot, might be in a bed beside it, but always. And Mom and I kind of do the same thing. We just find us a spot and plant it, put it in a border.
Rose,
don't ever get rid of anything.
I'm often reminded of the old Baptist hymn, I Come to the Garden Alone.
Oh, yeah.
And I sing it.
Can you
often.
Sing us? Can you sing us a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. How about that?
That's pretty Rose,
wonderful. A duet, too.
Great, Rose. That's wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Give you all a round of applause.
Yeah. Bravo.
Yeah. Thank you.
You didn't know you was going to be singing this
That's
morning,
right. Well, I mean, it's just kind of the mood.
Well, when you come to Princeton, we'll go out there and sing for them.
Well, the law might show up then if we're out on the road.
I do love Amazing Grace, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a wonderful song.
At any event I go to that I put on, and if they don't say grace, then I say, well, we're going to have grace. I'm going to sing.
You did it, Super Kids.
I'm going to sing Amazing Grace.
You had some help, had some women singing with you.
I picked out a lady that I did not know where she sang or not. And I said, come up here and sing Amazing Grace with me. And she belted out that thing so beautifully.
She did.
It belted it out.
She did.
Miss Anna did a great job,
and my,
too.
My friend Anna Smith, who's one of Raleigh's best attorneys, she is so good.
Yeah.
So
She's
talented.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah. So talented.
Mm-hmm.
There's another hymn I like is Blessed Assurance.
Oh, yes.
You going to church tomorrow, Rose?
Well, I haven't been for a while because my children who don't go to church don't want me to go.
Oh, my goodness.
But I may go. I hadn't been since the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I grew up in church, and that's one thing.
Yeah, that happened to a lot of people. I go to a pretty big church, and people have come back.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of new people, too. So it's I don't go as often as I don't go every Sunday like I used to, because I had so many more jobs at church, for one thing.
Oh, yeah.
I ran the sound system for 20 years, but I go as much as I can. But I'll tell you, the older I get, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning 5 days a week and then getting up at 5:30 or so on Saturdays, and by Sunday I am worn slam out sometimes.
I bet.
But so I have to use some discipline and go, because I enjoy church. St. Michael's Episcopal, that's where I go. And there's just some lovely people there, and it's a great church. It's a family. So, yeah.
Well, I'm an old Free Will Baptist.
I knew that you would know. I come to the garden alone.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother, she started the flower business, and she had a pond that she, overlooking the pond, she had like a 2-acre garden, and that was always beautiful.
And
she,
how about that?
She loved the camellias.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love camellias? Ooh, gosh, it's just, and people who are not familiar with them, I'm always glad to introduce them to you.
Well, I think Nelson will tell you that the camellias are probably the most sturdy, pest-free, disease-free.
They're such a good investment.
Shrub that you can possibly think of.
There is one that I pass on my tour of the neighborhood each day on my walk, and it is huge. Mm-hmm. It's got to be between 20 and 30 feet tall and almost as wide.
Wow, it's just, that's a big one. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's just tremendous. I was going to take a photo
of it.
Is
it a fall bloomer?
Yes,
yeah.
It's blooming right now. And I got to walk down. It's in a cul-de-sac, and I got to walk down there. There was a car kind of in front of it, and I didn't want to get the car, but I guess I'm going to have to. I want to get a photo of that.
Now, I've got an apple blossom that would be 20 feet tall.
Apple blossom.
But this one's just rotund. This is a big-boned. This is a big-boned plant.
Big-boned plant, yeah.
Yeah, this is a big old fat one.
You know what, Rose, that's what my mama, if any lady was over 170, she said, well, she's only big-boned.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, Miss Rose, you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and please call us a little more often.
Thanks for talking with me.
Yes, thanks for talking with us.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Rufus, what are you grabbing for in that
bag?
Well,
I pulled out a nab, and I'm just wondering, how long has it been in this bag?
I don't know. I thought you'd given up nabs.
No, I've got it right here.
Well, look at the date on them.
Got my nab. Well, they don't have a date.
Oh.
They probably came in a big old case pack.
Well, it's got a date on there somewhere.
I don't know how to read it. I'm afraid to.
Yeah. Well, you can bite into it. They'll sure tell you.
You can tell.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I think nabs are a little
sweeter. Getting into that.
Nabs are sweeter than they used to be.
December 14th, 2024. They're still good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, great.
2 month life on them.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I don't see how they go with Dr. Pepper, though. They really. I need a Coca-Cola.
You don't know how they go with the Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I just...
It's easy. Just try it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've run out of too much of my Dr. Pepper now to open up a pack of nabs, because you can't have
start
nabs coughing. Without a Coke or Dr. Pepper or
start
something.
Start choking, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know, we live in a... Kind of at the crossroads of East Coast tradition and West Coast casual, although we've gotten pretty casual around here. They're building unique, high-quality classics focused on modern-day comfort and performance, and that describes the Johnny O line of clothing available at Ashworth's Clothing in Fuquay Varina. So go out to Ashworth's. It's a marvel of a store, but you can view this Johnny O men's collection from comfortable shirts and pants and shoes to comfy pullovers at Ashworth Clothing. And, 1916, 1937, all of these dates are prominent in the history of Ashworth, and they're still going strong. Steve Ashworth, third generation, of the Ashworths to run the store. And if you like elegance, if you like classic, if you like clothing that will last, that's made well, that's fitted properly,
yeah,
and shoes that are comfortable yet serve the purpose of a, you know, a daily board meeting, or a tie, if you want colors you've never seen before, combinations, they have ties galore. So many ties, I just, first time I went in there, was overwhelmed.
Yeah, dress casual is what a lot of people are doing now. I know that people don't wear, I used to wear a coat and tie every day of my life, but I like to wear a little something with a little bit of flash, and I can get by with pink shirts
There's
and things
so
like that.
There's so many subtleties.
You can do that at Ashworth's.
You know, just wearing wearing a sport coat.
Ryan Nelson, does he have a son to take over, a daughter to take over?
He has a son and a daughter. Daughter's a great golfer. I don't know that his son, he's a good golfer too. I don't know that his son is going to stay in the clothier business. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it'd be great. We want to keep,
be wrong.
Want to keep this going.
Yeah,
but
a couple great kids though.
Yeah, I just go in and look at, you'll just be overwhelmed. It's on Main Street, 210.
And it's a great
South Main Street.
Great place to go in and get gifts as well. There's a lot of neat gift.
Oh goodness, so, yes.
If you got a birthday or any kind of celebration, a Christmas gift, and it's just, resplendent around Christmas.
Socks and just
oh
amazing.
Socks, man! People people. I just love really natty dressers, men who wear wild socks with just the most elegant outfit, even a tux, and I'm sure they can fit you up with a nice tux there too. Although if you're in the Chitlin'
Club,
let's watch it.
Let's watch it.
Be careful where you're wearing. Be careful.
I'll be wearing it if you're required to wear it.
Right. Okay. With a gun stuck to your head or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Peter Millar, Barber, Robert Talbert, Gitman Brothers, Southern Tide. They have Hart, Shafter, and Marks. Suits, and Allen Edmonds is a great name. Just the best shoes. That'll last you generations almost. If you want to pass your shoes down, Allen Edmonds is a good one to do it because they're made so well. But, they'll last. Skinny and Jimmy. Skinny, that's hard to say three times fast.
Skinny and Jimmy.
Skinny and Jimmy. Ashworth, they were the previous generation. It was started by a Rufus. So.
Yep.
And Steve's mom, she is a hoot. I miss seeing her. She came to the Garden Center all the time.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Well, Ashworth's Clothing, a great, great people. So do some business with them. 10:40 WPTF time. What are some things we need to be doing in the garden? People always want to prune.
Well, yeah, we can talk about that. And, you know, earlier we were talking a little bit about turf and grass. So
yeah.
As our good friend let us know, the leaves are falling and falling and falling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do want to keep your leaves raked up. And I know you're talking about raking them to a natural area or mulching them.
Blowing them.
But one thing I do want to caution is that is a great place for them. But if you have plants, ornamental plants, in these say, natural areas, you don't want those whole leaves to pile up inside the plant, like azaleas or even at the foot, because they can become where they kind of repel water and they don't give the plant good air circulation.
Plus, bugs hide in there.
And that is true.
Yeah.
So you know, just think through it. But it is a good mulch and something to do. But you want to remove them from the interior of the plant. Pruning.
Yeah.
So there's certain things that can be pruned this time of year. Certainly tidying up your perennials, perennial hibiscus, perennials, coneflowers, salvias, things of that nature, sedums. Certainly want to do that. They'll just clean up really well, make your perennial bed look neat, and hopefully there's combinations of other perennials in there that still look good. A little early to prune any type of ornamental grasses. you know, as far as like most
trees.
Yeah,
don't prune that muley grass. That is so pretty right now.
It's gorgeous.
Gosh.
Gorgeous.
Well, I use my grass, of course, as the Christmas tree.
Sure. But
I bustle it.
There you go.
And use it as a Christmas tree.
But pruning-wise, very, very little or few, you know, tree shrubs really need to be pruned right now. But if they do, you want to wait till probably dead of winter and make sure they're not spring flowering. The one time you can prune is any time you have, you know, dead, dying, diseased, or damaged wood. That's okay to go ahead and prune and be selective. But
yeah, that's what I do on the hydrangeas. I still, on the twice-blooming azaleas,
mm-hmm.
encore, I have always did the main pruning of that after the spring bloom. Somewhere in my mind, I got it. Okay, if I cut the fall, after the fall bloom, if I cut it, I might be cutting off some spring blooms. Am I thinking incorrectly?
Yeah, that's kind of tricky. How do we do that?
Say that again now.
The encore azalea.
Yes, I gotcha.
I don't cut the fall bloom down mm-hmm. after it fades for fear that I'll cut something that might be coming out in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And Nelson's like me. She's doing a grocery list right in the middle of a question.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. What?
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
If you need to prune them, you can. But why do you need to prune it?
I don't need to.
Well, then don't prune it.
But I do prune it after the spring bloom.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's probably best because you're going to thicken it up a little bit. But, you know, the way many encores and there's other bloomathon, other whatever varieties of repeat bloomers, most of them are such that you can pick what your color is you want and what
right.
height you want, 2 to 3 foot, 3 to 4 foot. 6 foot plus, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, again, just going back to basics, right plant, right place. But they're self-cleaning, so they don't have to be pruned. But if you feel like you need to tidy them up or top
self-cleaning?
It off.
Self-cleaning? I've never heard that term before with plants.
Well, it's just like a lot of times with, say, like the old-fashioned white azaleas, a lot of people don't like them because they're like, it looks like you know when the flowers die off, they look that dingy kind of beigey, and people are like, I don't want white because I don't like that. It
I
looks
love it.
Dirty. But with a lot of the encores, I say they're self cleaning. They're just gonna fall off quicker when the flower's
right.
ready to fall. They're gonna fall off. They're not gonna hang on. But yes, I think that's certainly a good. Rule of thumb to use is treat those repeat bloomers and just prune them after they have flowered in the spring of the year.
Yeah.
That way they'll put on a little vegetative growth through the summer. I mean, they're going to put it on anyway, but they'll, you know, you'll just get another clean flush.
Yeah, don't go hog wild with them.
Right.
It'll take
right.
them a while to come back and then bloom. I mean, they got to use all their energy to grow back, and then another couple of years they'll bloom, so be careful about that with azaleas. Is there anything, another thing besides pruning that people like to do is feed their plants. They like to eat, so they want to make sure their plants get plenty too.
So, you know, again, depending on what type of soil that you have, obviously in the listener area, you could be south of here and have a sandy, loamy soil, so you would probably need less fertilizer. If you're in probably the majority of Wake County, you have a clay soil, which can tend to, you know, hold on to nutrients longer than, say, in a sandy soil where it's going to leach. I have always been, and I mean, people have different theories, but I have always been an advocate of using like an organic and slow release and a fertilizer that has, secondary or supplemental elements in it. So certainly nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, but slow release. You know, I've just always done the Espoma. It's worked well for me. You know, you can tell a lot from a plant's If an azalea is supposed to be a really dark green and it's not, then there's something wrong. There's something missing. Mm-hmm. Certainly soil tests can help, but, to figure out what that is. But, you know, I just don't see any harm if you're throwing some organic fertilizer around those plants. And, again, the drip line is the key area because that's where the roots are taking the nutrients up. So that's my take on that, and that's what works for me.
All right, very good. Well,
I still have my salvia, that wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, the
Paris super purple.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Garnetica.
How do we keep that going all summer?
I mean, into the fall.
Yeah, the salvia.
It must be 3 foot tall.
Yeah, that's a great one. Great for hummingbirds too. But yeah.
And what salvia, type of salvia is that?
It's called Salvia Garnetica. Yeah. Black and blue is probably the one.
That's the most stunning, I think, of all the salvia.
It's so tall that they've fallen over, but they just stay in bloom the whole time. They're the last thing I cut.
Excellent.
They got a lot of sun over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great plant for sure. There's so many great salvia.
Rufus has some camellias. There's a white camellia over there. It's not real big, but it's gorgeous. It is white.
Is it the white just adds to
I think it does pop. Absolutely.
I mean, it really does, because that's the first thing when you ride through the gate that you're going to notice is that sitting up on the hill is that white camellia. Now the Irlinda is gorgeous. That's full of blooms.
It's something else.
Yeah.
Nice pinky white.
I'd say I probably have 40 in full bloom in different places.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get all your plants identified?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It'll take a while. It'll take a while.
I'm going to come see Linda one day. I'm going to take her to lunch.
If you could get her out.
We sent her. Did she like did she eat the pimento cheese?
Oh, that pleases her so very much.
Okay. I'm glad.
We're going to get the kind of help she needs. A lot of people have sent prayers and best wishes.
Well, she had a bad fall. She
had a little fall and having trouble getting over the fear of falling, and so we're going to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Well, pimento cheese, hopefully, will help her out.
It has, immensely.
All right, we'll bring her some more. Did you get some, too?
She lets me have a little.
Okay, well, that's good.
But I take and eat it without any bread on it. To take a spoon, medicine is so good.
Yeah.
And I just get me a spoonful.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Now, there are certain crackers, that kind of expensive crackers that Melissa gets once in a while. I kind of had to swear it off for a while. I was eating too many pimento cheese crackers.
I love it just on those good old saltines. Old regular saltines.
Oh, wow. You're easy to please. Well, it's good stuff.
My mom's a saltine girl.
Yep. Yeah, I am too, but they messed up the saltines. I can't find any of that herb.
Mom has, when they screwed up the whole Zesta thing, I know we talked about this like 2 or 3 years ago, but now she likes the Food Lion brand. She thinks that they're using the same recipe as the original.
Well, by golly, I'll go find some
saltines,
Food Lion.
Yeah, that's where I get my saltines.
I am a gourmet, and my grandsons like crackers whether they're stale or not.
Well, so, she...
bless her heart.
She's got to have the right cracker, and it has
good for her. Yeah. I mean, Zestas were
you
perfect.
You can blindfold her, and she
yeah.
knows.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
But I like premium saltines in my mother's old recipe of dressing.
Huh.
She made, it was dressing, like a bake of chicken and the broth, pour that in there, and with a couple of eggs and crackers, broken all up, and make a souffle out of it. That is so good.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So good. But the premiums taste better than the Zestas in that, to me.
Yeah, premium. That's the kind to eat with potted meat, awful.
We were getting a good appetite going
sardines.
On.
Yeah, I don't know. I was talking about barbecue and all of that stuff.
You got to have those premium saltines for those three awful things.
Now,
I just mentioned.
A Vienna sausage might be good.
I don't
with it.
Do that.
I used to eat Vienna sausage or Vienna sausage.
I bet those little bitty cans are packed with 2,000 milligrams of sodium.
Of course.
Well, they got everything. They got everything you ever wanted that's not good for you.
And the sardines,
and it's not good.
You used to have to.
But when you were really hungry,
roll back the top of that little key on there.
I don't mind eating something that's not good for you, but that's just bad.
Wait, you said potted meat?
Yeah.
Especially if it's kind of. It's kind of, you open it up and it's kind of congealed a little bit.
I'll eat some anchovies on my.
All right.
I hope there are no nutritionists listening.
Let's take a break.
This show.
We'll be back. don't call us, doctor. Ooh, man, we're running out of time.
That's business.
Yeah. Business is business. So, we were just off the air talking about the Bacchus. You mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's a really pretty.
Well, you mentioned allergies and what was blooming. So that's coming to mind. I mean, they say, what is it, hay fever, whatever, but I don't know.
Well, they're all over the place. I was telling Nelson, she agreed, I used to just see them down at the beach along the roadside, but you see them all over the place, and they're these plants that are growing out. Seem like they're growing out toward the road, and they are blooming, starting to bloom right now. They're white.
Yep.
You see them all over the place.
It won't be very long weedy before looking. Their little flowers will start floating away.
Those flowers go everywhere, and they end up. And I was telling you, a friend of mine, somebody in the neighborhood has one in their yard, and they're letting it grow. And they got this person got a stalk of it off, and took it back to put it in a vase. And I said, Lord, that'll be all over your yard if you don't watch out. But they are pretty. I mean, it is pretty when nothing, so few things blooming. Well, Thank y'all.
They were put here to aggravate Mike Raley.
No. They're not an aggravation. They're not an aggravation. I like them, but I hope I'm not allergic to them because they are all over the place. Thank y'all so much.
I love both of you dearly,
and thank you for adding to such fun and levity. During the program, we had a good time. Well, at least I did. I hope everybody did.
Oh, absolutely!
Thanks. Go Pack!
Thanks to everybody who participated and who listened this morning. And we'll see you next week. We'll be in Clayton at the Restore in Clayton.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.